I'm Christina Monadict.
Hi,
Hello, Christine.
Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hello.
Hey, Christine.
Well, I thought I'd come in because I think after Jay, I'm the longest. I've been coming here to Hignor for the longest time, and that is a long time. I think I've been coming about 10 years. However long Jay's been coming, I probably showed up about a year later. And I was using, I'd relapsed after being 13 years clean. At that time, I'd probably been struggling to get back for 5, 6, 7 years, when I discovered this group. And well, if I've been coming for 10 years, it took me another 5 years of relapsing and coming back and relapsing and coming back before I finally, it was step two that was missing for me. I'd known for a long time I was powerless. I'd known since my first recovery that I was powerless. And I knew every time I picked up, every time I chose to pick up, I didn't know whether I was going to live through it, because things happened to me in those years that had never happened to me in my previous recovery. I was 60 years old when I got my first criminal conviction. I hadn't had to turn to crime for my drug use because I worked, and my ex was a musician and he'd get big checks coming in sometimes. And we rented out rooms in the big flat that we had, and can't even remember how I got on at that, but I never really had to turn to crime. And when I came back, I'd lived for 30 years in London. When I ended up back in Scotland at my dad's, because I had nowhere else to go. And I had periods when I used other drugs. But the main drug that I got into in those years, because it was just, I live about a 5 minute walk from the nearest booze shop, and it was mainly booze I was getting into trouble with. And my life was very difficult at the time. I was ca from almost the beginning, to one degree or another, I was caring for my dad. And he kind of wanted him to be my higher power, basically, without having a clue about this illness. And I slipped back into that childhood thing, and I let him, I let him be the be in control of my life to some extent. But of course, I couldn't stand that. I never could, and I kept going back out. Now, I love my dad very much, don't get me wrong, but he was a difficult man, and for some of those years he got, until he actually got dementia, he actually got more difficult. Unlike a lot of people, when he got dementia, he got easier. He forgot what it was he was angry about, basically. But yeah. And I find, and so I knew I was powerless. I didn't know whether I was going to end up in a cell, in the psychiatric hospital, having one of those pens. I call them pens, but those injections things. If I did meet up with someone that could get me drugs, I would inject some heroin with no tolerance. And probably some alcohol in me, and I would overdose. I overdosed several times and woke up in hospital, but I also woke up when the guy that was with me saved my life by, injecting me one of these that we have in the UK, these ready-made injections. So, I knew I was powerless, but what had happened to me during those years of relapsing, it was almost 15 in total. I had completely lost belief that I could do this. But what I'll say about Higna, I was never turned away. I was always welcomed back. People always believed in me. And Higna kept me clean until I found a sponsor and explained what I thought was happening. And said, I think I need to get on step two pretty quick. So we did a quick step one and then got on to step two. And I've been clean ever since. And that's over 5 years now. And this is my home group. I do go to the Australian meetings, which is kind of like a sister group to us, because they're in the morning for us. And, yeah, so I've gone on a bit. Didn't mean to go on for that long. It's rare for me to share that much. But I'm 5 years clean again. My dad passed away 3 years ago now, and he'd gone into care. Well, it coincides with the amount of time I'd been clean, basically. He'd gone into care because I couldn't cope at home anymore. And my life got a lot easier, and it is a lot easier, and it's completely different from my first recovery. I don't have to work anymore. I'm retired, and I've got a pension that's enough. And yeah, I have. I'm very, very, very grateful. Higna kept me alive and loved me until I could love myself enough to get clean again. So I'll say thank you, Jay, for your service, and I'll leave it there.